Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro has been in office now for 5 months. The far-right populist was elected after running on an anti-establishment campaign, championing the country's military dictatorship and using racist and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. But one of his main campaign promises was that he would stamp out crime in Brazil in brutal fashion.
Bolsonaro, throughout his career as a lawmaker, was a hardliner when it came to security. He was one of these people who would repeat this often heard phrase here in Brazil saying, a good bandit is a dead bandit.
That's Ernesto Lodogno, Brazil bureau chief for the New York Times, and he's been reporting on how police killings in Rio de Janeiro have been on the rise since Bolsonaro took office. According to government data, 558 people were killed during the first 4 months of this year. That's nearly five killings per day in one city alone. I spoke to Ernesto about the recent killings and how Bolsonaro's presidency is fueling what human rights advocates call extrajudicial executions.
When you look back at what was on voters' minds last year when they went to the polls, I think there were two issues that were really weighing on them. One was corruption. People were fed up by what they regarded as a political class that was hopelessly corrupt. And people wanted to sort of burn down the system, and they saw in Bolsonaro somebody who was such a radical figure and such an affront to the establishment that he could probably just sort of burn down the house and rebuild something new. But people also had been fed up with insecurity, with rising crime, with robberies that had gone through the roofs in recent years. And Bolsonaro and allied politicians campaigned on a promise that it would soon become easier for the police to open fire on suspected criminals.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the evolution of policing in Brazil. What are some of the tensions that have been historically present?
Well, some of the larger cities in Brazil have for many decades been hugely challenging to police. Rio de Janeiro, which is where I currently live, is no exception. You have a topography that makes the city very, very complicated to control. You have drug trafficking gangs that essentially control vast areas of the city. What I mean by this is if you wanted to go into one of these favelas, one of these sort of lower income neighborhoods, oftentimes up on the hills, you have to walk past gang members with rifles that are policing checkpoints to go in. And these areas have become sort of no-go zones for police officers unless they come in to carry out a raid. There was a time a few years ago when the strategy was to try to build these communities up so the appeal of these drug gang organizations wouldn't be as strong. And that paid dividends. You had a period when crime went down, homicides went down, and the state had considerable success in, you know, planting a flag in these communities and reestablishing state services. However, 2014 comes around, the economy goes into a recession, money that was earmarked for some of these projects dried up, and crime comes soaring back in. So this is the context in which Bolsonaro's very sort of heavy-handed approach becomes politically attractive to voters who were sick and tired of this.
And what has the reaction been among Brazilians about the recent spate of killings?
It's mixed. On the one hand, I think people living in these low-income communities that have seen a very sharp uptick in police violence, people feel afraid. You, for example, have a school in the district of Mare in Rio that saw fit to put up a big sign on the roof saying, "This is a school, please don't shoot." And this came after there had been operations involving helicopters that were essentially just opening fire on suspected criminals from the air. However, I think what's interesting about this uptick in police use of force and police lethality is that it coincides with an overall drop in crime, an overall drop in homicides. So I think there are many Brazilians who say, you know, the means may be pretty ugly, but we seem to be approaching, you know, some sort of momentum toward the right direction of reducing crime.
Bolsonaro has been president for 5 months now. Does he still have the same level of support that he did when he was elected?
Absolutely not. This is somebody who came into power with a very odd bedfellow patchwork of supporters. He drew support from evangelical churches, police, and army circles. He drew support from people involved in certain industries that wanted broader access to protected lands. But at the end of the day, once they got him elected and once he came into power, his ability to deliver on many of the promises he made to this very diverse faction of supporters has really been called into question. The economy is now in a period of stagnation, so people are very worried about their jobs and their livelihoods, and they see no sign that he is really delivering on an economic agenda or in a series of policies that is going to put the economy back on track to grow. He has triggered a bunch of controversies and a bunch of scandals that are sort of his own making, which has created an atmosphere of sort of chaos and animosity in Congress, where he has failed to sort of build a coalition strong enough to push through reforms or to really sort of govern in unison with Congress. And, you know, on the security front, even though some of the indicators are sort of looking better than they did last year, you know, the country remains hugely, hugely violent. And the state is not really equipped to go after some of these problems in a meaningful way because it doesn't have much money to play with.
Bolsonaro's son is facing allegations of corruption. What do we know so far about that investigation?
You know, I think this has been a really critical subplot in the Bolsonaro presidency. Here's somebody who billed himself as somebody who was going to let the judicial branch go after corruption unimpeded. And, you know, soon after his election, you had this scandal involving one of his sons who is a lawmaker who is now suspected of having run a criminal organization from his former office as a local lawmaker. And instead of kind of empowering the prosecutors and the federal police investigators and just sort of, you know, carrying out their work and looking under every rock, Bolsonaro's son has resisted at every turn the actions of prosecutors and investigators. And the president has shown no sign that he favors sort of a full and thorough investigation. And he and his wife are ensnared in some of these financial transactions that have drawn the scrutiny of investigators. So I think many Brazilians are starting to question whether the image that President Bolsonaro presented as somebody who was completely clean, a radically clean politician, is going to hold up to scrutiny now that he is in the highest office of the country.
Ernesto Londoño is the Brazil bureau chief for the New York Times. Ernesto, thank you so much for your reporting.
My pleasure.